Hey there, it's your girl Oyenda, the host with the most. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m., and let's discuss what's rocking the online space. You don't want to miss this. You are listening to Alien Radio.
Hey guys, welcome to another exciting episode on Alien Radio. If you're new here, thank you for tuning in. Hope you guys are having an amazing day.
Right.
It's your girl, Yenda, and I have with me.
Yeah, this is Sam. Hope you had an amazing week, guys.
Hope you guys had an amazing week. Sam, how was your week?
Right. Oh, well, my week was fun. So this week I took a couple of days off just to, you know, relax, you know, to prepare for a busy season at work. So, yeah, just took some days off. And guys, I mean, this is where it gets interesting, yeah, because Onyi is a big preacher on self-care. Sam, do more on your self-care, do more on yourself. So I was like, okay, so I booked a dental session, a massage session.
Oh, okay.
Right. So funnily, the massage session, and when I was trying to secure an appointment, I reached out to a couple of RMTs, that's a massage therapist. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so eventually I then saw this Chinese one where they also offer acupuncture and all that stuff, you know. So I was like, so I called them and they were like, okay, they would give me they said, well, my concerns, I was like, oh, just general, you know, for someone doing a sedentary job, you know, sitting down and all that stuff, you know. So they said okay, that they actually have that they would even give me, like, you know, since this is my first time, they'll give me like a combination of deep tissue massage and acupressure massage. So I was like, well, what the hell, like, I mean, I was like, no worries, guys.
what happened? Do you want to tell us?
Not only did they pressurize like my back, like they, you know, at the end of the day, it felt really good, but the process, the deep tissue massage, yeah, like they put some stuff like on my back that was like, what is this?
You know, you asked for a deep tissue massage, like, what were you expecting? I think that
stuck some needles in my back. Like, I was like, wow, so this
was that's the acupuncture thing.
Yeah, so because I just wanted the whole experience, because they were like, okay, it's fine. Man, I took some pictures. I was like, wow, look at my back. Like,
how was it? Was it painful? Was it stressful?
Honestly, it wasn't. It wasn't painful, right? So, again, I mean, for me, I'm not afraid. You know, some people have that fear of a needle pricking, you know, into their skin. I mean, I never had that fear. So, but it's not painful, to be honest, you know. But it felt really good at the end of the day, just that my back was sore, like, you still see marks on my back, you know, because they're shaped in cups and all. So, yeah, it was fun, to be honest. But, yeah, it was very, very, like, my very first time having, you know, acupuncture. Yeah, but so, yeah, that's how my week went, guys.
Interesting. So, what, like, did you feel relaxed afterwards? Like, did you feel relaxed?
Oh, boy. Like, I had a very lovely sleep. Like, In fact, when they finished, I was already dozing off right while still lying on the table. Like, I was dozing off already. Like, it was so good. Like, I was, you know, to think I was going to drive myself home again was like, oh, like, why don't I just sleep here? And, you know, yeah, it was really good. It was really good, yeah.
Oh, great. I'm happy you enjoyed your
Yeah, massage. So what about your weekend doing?
Well, I didn't have... did I even have anything interesting happen to me? Oh, I do, actually. And I remember... So for those of you that don't know, I do have a side hustle. So I'm into the catering business.
Yes.
I had
an order. Only the cash, madam.
As you know me, I'm into everything. So I had an order, which was, you know, I was trying to prepare for it. You know, I was supposed to deliver. Everything was perfect. And on my way to deliver this thing, the food poured. Ooh. Like, I was putting the food in the car and it poured. I'm telling you. I wasn't having it. Like, everything was like, my world was just crumbling down. Ooh. It was just so stressful for me. I'm like, what is happening?
Ooh.
And so, yeah, like, so, you know, having to do that, go back and, you know, quickly whip something else, it was just, you had a crazy experience. Wow. But hey, we always learn from experiences.
So yeah.
Next time, I know what to do. I know to be more careful and all. Anyway, So that's how my week went. But let's not bore you with how, you know, let's, you know, just go straight right into it.
Yeah.
On this episode, on this segment of this episode, you know that we usually talk about what's trending online, the online space. So I'm just going to go right straight into it. This week, I saw a liner, a headliner on CNN talking about a Canadian family.
Okay.
Who was like taking a world tour. So I was wondering what it was about. And so the headline read, Canadian family taking world tour before children lose their vision. As in, when I saw it, that's what it read. And I was like, what? Like, what is this about? So I was reading about it and it really touched me because it says that here there's a Canadian couple. They have four kids. And it so happened to be that those kids are diagnosed with something called, it's actually, let me look closely so I can pronounce it.
Tongue twister, eh?
Yeah, it's called retinitis pigmentosa. And I'm like, what is
this?
Sounds
scary.
Yeah, and it's actually a rare genetic condition that causes loss or decline in vision over time.
Wow.
And imagine having a whole, like, imagine having your kids have to go through that. So what this means is that after a while, they're all going to be blind.
Wow, they lose their eyesight. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so just to make the most of it, they're traveling around the world, you know, so they can have make memories, you know, things that they've always wanted to see, like animals. It was so touching because, I don't know, I was just... It was just pretty much touching for me because it just made me understand there's so many things that we take for granted.
I agree.
You know, because we are opportune, like those things are just available to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just take them for granted. And just, I know, I was just, after reading this, I was basically just thanking God for the things I have and the things I'm grateful for. So guys, you know what that means. You know, always thank God. Like, anything, like, don't complain.
Yeah, totally, totally.
Don't complain like I do.
Yeah, take just, nothing, you know, for granted. Yeah,
exactly.
Which I always say, guys, live life, live life. Mm-hmm. Like, try to enjoy life to its maximum, So, yeah, I mean, thanks, Onye, and that's really touching, man. I can really imagine how the family must feel trying to book all those sessions all at once, you know, the trips, you know, everything all at once just to so they can get a maximum experience for them. You know, it's really, really touching. Yes. And, so from my end, I mean, it was a very interesting weekend for in the sporting world. So, Carlos Alcaraz, the Spaniard, becomes the youngest world number one on the ATP rankings after beating Casper Ruud in the US Open final. So it's 19 years and 4 months, guys. Is the world number one. Can you imagine that, Onye? What were you doing at 19? Like, your life was still aimless, at 19.
Are you kidding? Why would you say that?
Your life was, like,
working around.
For me, I was not doing bad, I mean, at 19.
So how do you know I was aimless?
Do you want me to say that now? Where everyone
the kind of nonsense words that this guy uses.
You want me to say that?
Express himself.
Anyway, guys. So for those of you out there that are still not, you don't have a direction yet. You know, find a life and do something purposeful with your life. You know, this is someone that is just 19 and 4 months, guys. He's already world number one, right?
Yes, but at the same time, guys, don't put yourself under pressure just because Sam is saying everybody's race is different. So we might be
totally. I agree. So for the record, I think I should make it clear. I mean, do not, like, life, the way I see it, it's a marathon, not a sprint, right? So I mean, look at Onye now, for example. Like, she's not doing badly now for herself. And at 19, she was, you know, as I said earlier. But anyway, also in the sporting world, there's also amazing news, you know, in the boxing world for those of you that love the heavyweight fights. Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua's team have both agreed on a date for their match, which would be December 3rd. So we hope everything works out. So it's one boxing match that everyone, especially in the UK, I mean, the world in general, has been anticipating. Now they've agreed terms. We hope that eventually comes to pass because we want to see them lock it down in the ring. Let's see who the better
yes,
man
we
is.
Do. We
yeah,
do.
So that's it from me, guys, on the online space. Remember, this is still trending. You know what time it is. And today's topic, guys, for all the men out there, this one, you don't want to miss it. This one is very, like, very, very, very deep. Like, very hot topic. Very hot. Like, off the funnest. Off the
yes.
funnest.
Yes. Like,
burning you know, hot. Yeah.
Yeah, we're about to shake some tables as usual. Mm-hmm. It's a really juicy topic. So, I don't know, guys. Just sit tight, relax. Don't go anywhere because when we come back...
You know what time it is.
Yeah, you do. You do. Stay tuned, okay? Stay tuned, guys. You're listening to ALN Radio. Welcome back, guys, to another segment on ALN Radio.
Yes.
So, welcome back, guys. You know, like, this segment is let's get candid. Let's get candid. Mm-hmm, we have a juicy, mm-hmm. juicy topic for you, like I said earlier.
Yeah.
So, on this
very tricky week, one, actually, for the guys. Very, very tricky.
Yeah, it's quite tricky for the guys. So, on this week of Let's Get Candid, on Let's Get... why am I saying rubbish? I think I was be exhausted.
Yeah, I think anyway. You've had your glass of wine as usual. Yeah, maybe.
Okay, so on this week of Let's Get Candid, the topic of discussion is it okay to get a paternity test for your kids?
Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum.
Drum roll.
Yeah, that's a big question, man.
This question is actually for the guys out there. So, do you think it's okay to get a paternity test done on your kids? Sam, what do you think?
Honestly, this is like a very tricky question. Like, when you just want to be set up, right? This type of question you get asked. So, what do I think? For one, I think I'll break it down into different categories. For one, I think you have the kind of men. So I'll call them category A, right? For those guys, right? Mm-hmm. Regardless of whatever, like it's just like fulfilling all righteousness, right? They need to get it done, right? Those in category A. For those in category B, right? They only get it done if there's a need to, right? So what do I mean by that? So for example, I mean, a black couple, right? Mm-hmm. Having a white kid, right? So, like, I mean, how? How do you explain that? Yeah. So, in that case, well, you might get it done, right? Because, I mean, in that case, like, it's staggers belief, yeah? So, yeah, you need to get it done in that case, right? That's category B. Now, for category C, regardless of the situation, right, they will not get it done, right? Mm-hmm. Like, regardless. They just don't want to know. Right, they don't want to know. Now, so for category A, I think it's actually because it's an indication that there's no trust in that relationship, right? So this is the category of guys that would want to get it done regardless, right? I mean, because it for me, why would you want to get a paternity test done, you know, when there's nothing, you know, like just because you just want to, you know, be sure, you know, for certainty and all that stuff, because it's an indication that there's no trust in that relationship. And if there's no trust, right, you might as well. So what that means is you're saying the person might as well just kill you in your sleep, right? Or drug you to death. Yeah, because you might as well just leave the relationship, if you see what I mean. Like, if you don't trust that person, yeah, you might as well just leave, right? Because it's like you living with someone that can then kill you.
Well, it's not easy to be, especially when there are kids involved.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, I know some people, like, it's just like, you know, when you check boxes, right? Okay, has this been done? That's how they see it. Like, okay, after this, we need to do this stuff. Like, I don't feel it's cool, yeah? Because you're telling the woman you do not trust her. Like, it's very, very... I think it's a hard pill to swallow, right? So, for those guys, right? I think it's an indication of lack of trust. I mean, open and shut for me. Like, that's it simply. However, for those in category B, those ones I might understand, yeah? Like, because really... think about it, right? Would like two a black couple, right, then have like a white kid with blonde hair. Like, how do you explain that? Yeah, like, it's something that then sagas believe that is beyond scientific explanation. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, there's a need to then, okay, I hope all is well. Let's just confirm, yeah, what's going on? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For that, I might understand, right? Now, then for the final category, for those ones, I think, because I have a friend who's, I mean, like, his uncle shares that perspective and said something like, so, like, what's the point of the knowledge? Like, why would you want to know? You know, especially when they're grown, like, why would you want to know? You know, when, because it's like, if it then goes south, like, if they are not, what then did you do? You know? Again, I think this also, like, it also depends on if the kids are grown. I mean, what age, at what age you want to carry out the test? Because for some people, like, they think about it, like, what's the point? These kids have already known me to be their father. I've done all the responsibilities as their father. Why do I need to know at this point? Do you get? Yeah. So, and it's understandable, really, because if they treat you as a father anyway, like, well, then is the point? Because if you get it done, right, and it goes your way that they are your kids, right, then it goes like you've shown to your spouse that, okay, you do not trust her. That's one. Like, so it's a lose-lose, right? Your spouse realizes you do not trust her. Now, if it does not go your way, if they are not your kids, what it then shows is they are not your kids. You then, you know, so one way or the other, you lose. Like, you then have to one worry or the other, right? So why do you need to then carry out the test? But personally, okay, in my opinion, I think, like, if would I want to do it, I think not, you know, because I expect I would want to trust my spouse to, I mean, like, so I do not think it's, because I think it's a huge, it's like, if I were a woman, and I mean, I was told that, like, it will really hurt me, you know, because it's like a strong indication that the person does not trust you, you know. So that's why I say it, like, it's a tricky thing. And funnily, I saw one comment from a lady who said, these days, like, you should also, because of the state of Nigeria and all that stuff with baby swapping and all that, you know, because she opined that, like, if your son or your daughter, your child is not yours, if you carry it,
don't blame the woman.
Yeah, it could also not be the woman's, you know. She mentioned that it could also not be the woman's, you know, that it's possible, maybe, you know, because we've had cases of kids swapping, yeah, mm-hmm, at the hospitals and all that stuff. So she said, yeah, it's possible, like, before you make your final conclusion, to also test that if it's the woman's, you know, before you then say, oh, okay, this child is not mine, what's this, you know. So I think it's just a very tricky situation, very hairy, mm-hmm, sometimes. And I think the best thing is just trust your partner and, I mean, move on with your life, man. As long as the kids are yours, like, I mean, yeah, it's really I think it's just a bit dicey, you know. But a lot of people are just afraid, you know, after investing in the children, then one day you then hear one story that, you know, because I read a story, like, five kids, one man, five kids, after about 20 years of after about 20 years in the marriage, he just identified that five of his kids, all of them, all five, are not his, you know. So I can understand the, I mean,
I wonder what must have triggered, like, the paternity test anyway, after all these years. I wonder,
So sometimes it could be maybe blood donation. I've had cases like that. Maybe there was a medical emergency, something like that. Or sometimes, I think, in the case of, okay, they want to travel, they have to get a medical test. Now, in the process, they then found out, you know, so very, very funny cases where, you know, they just, you know, find out eventually that. But, I mean, honestly, from the man's perspective, I don't think it's something anyone would also want, you know. After so many years, you then find out that, I mean, these are not your kids. It's also, like, it's a huge blow, like, it's quite devastating, you know. So, yeah, I think it's just very tricky, to be honest, you know. Mm-hmm. But so tell us, Oni, from your perspective, like, how would you feel if your spouse wanted to get a paternity test?
For once, I'm just gonna agree with you on this. I think we're on the same page regarding this issue. So, because to me, like, requesting for a paternity test, there must be like a reason for it, or a trigger factor. But whatever the case may be, like, asking for that would be like a breach of trust, because if there's a situation like that, and the man is asking for a paternity test and it comes out that the child is his, I mean, he has, you know, opened a very big wound that
will take time to
heal or might not heal at all.
Exactly.
So it's, I don't know, it's kind of tricky. It's very risky. I think it's something that should be thought through before, like, going into it.
Into it, yeah.
I feel any man who's going to do that should have a very tangible reason to before doing that. Like, have a very...
Yeah, that's like, so just like the category B's, right?
You know, like the black couple reason.
Having a white kid.
Yeah, and even that black couple having a white kid, it might be like that exchange that woman said, where crazy things. Just let's say crazy things are really happening now.
Yeah, in society, but I do agree. In that situation, you should then have it. Like, just like that's
yeah. Even cool. I'm sure that even if like the woman is very sure of herself, she will also request for a DNA test for sure, because I mean, except maybe I don't know, it's just a crazy world we live in now. It's really crazy because we hear weird stories, like you just of babies being, you know, taken from their real parents, babies being changed, babies being sold illegally and stuff like that. So yeah, it's kind of crazy. It's a very, very dicey topic. It's very tricky. I don't think any man should go into it if you know for sure. There are two things. I don't think any man should go into it if you know that it's not going to be easy for you to come out of it, in the sense that if you feel like you're having maybe doubt in your mind and it's like 60-40, I don't think the man should go for it, because if it comes out, like I said, if it comes out that the child is his, it's going to
a breach of trust.
Apart from breach of trust, you're giving room for so many other things. Two, if it is that the child is, I just lost my line of thought, not his, he might not be able to take the, what if it's too much for him, what if they have this really, you know, solid bond already, the child's grown, and you know they're all into each other. Of course, fathers and daughters have, you know, this very magical bond. And imagine having to now take that away from the child, because at the end of the day, it's not the child's fault, right? But it's a crazy decision to either decide to stay or leave, whatnot. It's a very, very deep topic.
I agree.
Because it's easier said than done. Sometimes, in most cases, like, the man might never know what next. Like, he might not know what the next step is to take. Or he might choose not to know at all and just, you know, go on with the flow.
So
what do you think?
No, a question for you. So do you think if because more often than not, right, most men that want the paternity test are category A guys, right? Most people, maybe they suspect their wife, you know, and then it's okay, let's just get this to be, you know, sure. So in that situation, right, if it's just suspecting, right, do you think it's enough reason to go ahead with it, in your opinion?
First and foremost, like, why there must, that's why I said there must be a tangible reason. Like, if you suspect,
so is
why
that tangible enough? That's what I'm saying. Is it tangible enough if you suspect your spouse? Is it tangible enough reason in your own books for a man to request for a paternity test?
If you just suspect, but there's no proof.
No proof. That's there. So it needs the paternity test as proof.
Honestly, if the damage, if it's going to do a lot of damage, like if the damage is going to be a whole lot,
yeah,
I think
it would, regardless of it will always be a whole lot. Like, do you see a scenario where it won't be a whole lot?
So sometimes it's a choice. It's a choice. You can choose to be happy. I know it's very difficult, but there are men that would rather choose out of the fact that they love their spouse and their, and that, like, their kids or whatever, like, they're just forgiven, right? There are some men that would do that. Well, there are some men that, you know, that live, like, they're in the military regime. Those kind of men, I don't think they'll ever forgive. They will be super strict with that. Like, I don't think they have the heart to forgive. So it depends. Honestly, it depends on the person. Personality also kicks in. It depends on the kind of person the man is. However, I personally, if the damage is going to be too much to bear, I don't think the man should do that. Besides, like I said, there's some men that have like some very, very strong, you know, bond with the kids and everything. Sometimes love, as in that kind of love, like
overrides.
Yeah, exactly. That's the word. It overrides everything. So rather than you know feel hurt or go down that, they'll choose not to go down that lane. Mm. Except maybe there's a very like tangible reason, like it's obvious that you know there's something off. Then yeah, but if not, why look for trouble when trouble's not looking for you?
Mm. Okay, so in your opinion, it's about the damage that will be done. That's the major factor for you, you know, to either get it or not for you.
Yeah, aside the damage, well, sometimes intuition doesn't lie. So for you, for a man to come to that conclusion, I feel if you, me personally, I wouldn't say do it. But that I said, if you, again, I'm saying if you have a tangible reason or you feel that it's just something and you want to do that, that's fine. But sometimes, like I said, some things are just better left untouched.
Yeah, I think it's just a very huge can of worms, you know, like there's, as I said, it's a lose-lose situation if you ask me, because if it turns out to be yours, right, I mean there's a breach of trust issue. Now if they turn out not to be yours, then you have that problem as well. So like, it's just a very tricky situation, to be honest, and in my opinion I don't think it's necessary. I mean, if you trust your wife, I think it's just about trust, and it's a huge like statement to tell your spouse, like if you want to get that done, you know. So yeah, that's what I think. But I mean, it's now very common, you know, these days a lot of people now just like tend to get the DNA test, and I mean, well, it's just very unfortunate because you then have many cases where those kids turn out not to be theirs. So it's just that then triggers other people to say, well, I mean, we just probably just need to be sure. And yeah, but it's just one of those things where it's just very tricky. But in my opinion, yeah, I don't think it's necessary, you know, to be honest, especially because of the trust involved. Because I think trust is very, very, very like fundamental in a relationship, right? And if that cannot be guaranteed, you might as well be sleeping next to who would kill you, you know. So like, so that's it for me, guys. So should you get it done? Well, unless you have very, 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 as I gave the example, like, I mean, black couple having a white kid, blonde.
Yeah, like, only, you know, do it if you have a very, like, exactly, tangible reason. Like, it's not,
staggers believe otherwise. I mean, just let the sleeping dog lie.
I agree. All right, yeah, guys. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this topic. It's a pretty, very, deep topic. So I hope you enjoyed listening to this. Don't go anywhere, because when we come back, we're going to a segment that you all look forward to every week.
AKA the drum roll.
Yes, you're listening to A-Land Radio. Okay, stay tuned.
Hey guys, it's your favorite host Sam. Catch me 6 p.m. every Friday on A-Land Radio, where we get in between vibes and bring you smooth lines.
Hey guys, welcome back to the final segment on A-Land Radio. This is the one segment we're looking forward to. Well, yeah, I'm not done. What's the year now? I'm not done. Let me welcome you.
Finish.
Welcome back to the final
episode. I was just trying to welcome them now.
And you know, this is where we bring you everything. This is where it all goes down, right? Anyway, guys, welcome. And this is the segment where, the wow segment, yeah, where we bring you everything and all things, right? And on today's segment, we'll be bringing you a couple of facts, right? From our psychology department, right?
Psychological facts, guys. Yes. That's what I'm trying to say, but it's okay.
Yeah. No, don't we have a psychological department?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, guys, we'll be bringing you psychology facts on today's segment. And remember to get involved in our comment section, guys. Very soon, I mean, we'll put it there, I think on last episode, is that my call? Yeah, last episode, yeah. Guys, very soon we'll be coming up with different questions, you know, in the comment section where you get prizes, right? So look forward to that, guys. So remember to always follow us on Instagram at Alan Radio. That's ELANRADIO, Alan Radio on Instagram, right? And also send us an email at hello@alanradio.com. hello@alanradio.com. Guys, we'd love to hear from you. Get connected, get involved. We'd love to hear from you guys.
Yes, guys. And don't forget, there are multiple platforms in which you can listen to this podcast. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Amazon Music, CastBox, Anchor, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and Stitcher.
Yeah, that's right again, guys. So remember listening, I mean, all our episodes. And guys, I would advise, because some people just, you know, pick them randomly. You could start from the very first episode so you get into the swing of things. I think you'd enjoy it more that way, right? So, so yes, listening, you would find all our episodes on our page. You know, the link is always there in our bio on Instagram. I mean, enjoy. Enjoy full-time entertainment, guys. So yeah, on today's episode of in the Wow segment, we'll be bringing you psychological facts, right? And I'll be starting with this one. Women reach full emotional maturity around age 32, while men finish maturing around age 43.
What? Why am I not surprised?
9 years after what?
I totally agree with that.
11,
sorry. I'm telling
11
you.
11 years after what?
It's just, I think I agree with this, because a lot of men, age is just a number.
What does that mean? What
I'm
does
just trying
that
to
mean?
Say that some people are petty, very petty, but hey, it is what it is.
See, this is why I don't
Can
like.
You please if you're, move
No, if you're talking to someone, call the person's name. All these ones you're
what
doing.
What do I call the person's name? Are you free?
No,
I don't understand
you,
what
if you have,
why
no,
are you starting to emotional?
You, No. Since you're the mature one,
do you think
the
I'm
mature
talking
one
to
should
you?
Be. No, call. What do you mean by someone is being petty? What does that mean?
I'm just
now?
Saying.
No, what does it
here,
mean? Can you clarify that statement, please?
I'm just saying that some men are, like, it says here, like, you said women reach full emotional maturity around 32. It's so obvious. And men finish maturing around age 43. So I'm just saying that there are a lot of men that are not much, like, they're old age-wise, but they're not mature.
Guys, you see what he does, right? Coming up with the implicit this. Now, we get it. For those of us that know, we know. Oh, it's not a problem.
Good luck.
So, when we come for you, don't say anything yet.
Okay. Well, bring it on.
Okay, no worries.
Okay, guys, I have another psychological fact here. So, missing someone often can cause insomnia. The frustration of being without that person keeps you awake at night. This one is not ready to sleep. Like, I mean, the sleep is not even doing you.
That's a lie. I mean, that's a lie. When last did you get a good sleep? When last did you get a good sleep?
Please, I don't miss people.
What? Okay. Don't worry. Don't let me. You want me to spread your laundry here, but it's okay.
What laundry do you have? Freddy's?
It's okay. No worries. So the next one says, your brain tricks you into seeing yourself 5 times more attractive in the mirror than you actually are. This is very true. And that is why Onye has this inflated ego, right? So I agree with this one.
What
I agree with this
to do
one.
With look at yourself. Yes, okay, just say you want to see some people. It's okay. The next one, guys.
No, I called your name. So it's not about
it's
you're
okay.
The one that doesn't call names. Yeah.
It's okay. The next one is psychology says 95% of people check their phones before even brushing their teeth in the morning. I think I agree.
Yeah, I think so too. So this one says scientists found that babies sometimes cry at night to prevent their parents from making another baby.
I don't know how true this is, but okay.
Better wait and collect another sibling. What do you mean? Get a new sibling, yeah.
All right. This one says men who marry after 25 tend to live longer than men who marry younger, according to a Harvard study.
No wonder. Okay. I see.
No wonder what.
I see why. Guys, try to live longer. That's all I would say. the objective is to live longer. Anyway, okay. Next one says, dimples are in fact genetic defects as muscles grow incorrectly and leave a gap between them.
Actually, it's true. It's true. Like, I've always been a fan of dimples. Like, I've always loved dimples. Like, I've always, like, to me personally, I thought I've always, you know, I had this, you know, school of thoughts that any guy that has a dimple or has dimples is super cute. Is like, so, but the thing is, I realized later that it's actually a defect. Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Well, it's a cute defect anyway. It's really cute.
So, do you like my dimple on you?
Please, can we move on to the next thing? Thank you.
Anyway, so yours, I think yours is the next one.
Okay, so lonely people tend to take longer and hotter baths or showers to replace the warmth they're lacking socially or emotionally.
No wonder we spend an hour in the bath.
How long I stay in the shower?
You made the reference earlier. I said you don't miss people, right? So I mean it's a good. I mean one can then infer that. I mean yeah, you're somewhat lonely. So then and you then spend a lot of time in your
nice tub. So, okay, yeah. Okay.
So
nice one.
So when you have told you get out of the tub and meet people, yeah, that's what you need.
I hear you.
Anyway, the next one says 2 in 5 women suffer from anoptophobia, the fear of never finding love. Are you part of this too?
Love can never be a problem. Even if I don't find love, it always finds me.
Interesting. Okay.
Okay, so one of the tricks to catch someone telling a lie is to see if they're repeatedly looking to their left while talking to you or do not make any eye contact.
I do not agree with this one. A lot of people have mastered.
Have you met Nigerian men?
A lot of people have mastered this art. This one, hey! This one.
They will look you in the eye. Like, give you rhymes.
Eyeball to eyeball. Hey.
They'll give you rhymes and they'll give you the eye and go.
What do you mean rhymes? Are you talking to someone? What do you mean they'll give you rhymes? What does that mean?
Have you seen that TikTok, reel or whatnot? That the voiceover that says, "I have feelings for you. I have feelings for you." Have you seen it?
No, I'm not.
I mean, I'm sure that's for Nigerian men. Anyway, let's move on to the next thing.
Okay, so the last one says people in love are naturally nicer to those around them. Oh, no wonder I'm very nice. I think so.
Wow, you're in love. Oh, yes, you should be in love. You should be in love. You have a partner. You should be in love with your partner. You're not in love with your partner.
I should be in love.
Because I'm like, I'm just ready.
I mean, everyone says it. In fact, I mean, at some point, I was like, hey, guys, don't worry.
I really hope Sam's partner doesn't hear this part because I don't think he's in love because he's always grumpy. He's very mean. Did you see today? He told me that. What's the word you used? He said, "I've been." What did you say?
I don't know. I don't know what
he's a very bitter human being. You don't know him more. Very cranky.
No, Onyi, how do you describe someone that doesn't have direction? I'm just saying at that point you had no direction. It's not like it's just feedback.
Thank you for taking us back. But it doesn't change the fact that you're always bitter or like always, you know, always cranky and bitter. So does this mean that you're not in love? Are you saying that this psychological fact is wrong? Please.
Well, all I can say is I'm a very nice person.
Are you saying that you're in love?
Well, I do not know.
You don't know if you're in love or not.
I do not know, but I'm a nice person. You know, so
I mean,
if the fact is,
if you're listening to this, I think you should send him out of your life because. If he's in love, he should boldly say that he's in love.
They should sign me out of
there. Why don't you want to tell us that you're in love?
Wait, is this like a website login or what? What do they sign me out of there? Like, what are you saying?
Okay, anyway,
I don't get you, honestly.
this guy. Anyway, let's move on. Anyway,
see, and guys, I don't know why Oni does this. I really do not know. Like, she,
what did I do?
She tells the whole world that I'm terrible, I'm cranky. At the end of the day, she calls me and tells me very sweet things like, "Oh, Sam, you're so, yeah, oh, you're so." What? Like, as I like don't get why? Why do you? Why would
wait,
you do
wait,
that?
Wait, so like, things like what? Tell us.
No. I just do not understand. You when you come out here, you paint me very terrible lights, very this terrible brushes. Like, always paint me bad. Yeah, mm-hmm. but when you call me, you know, very like, guys. In fact, I think I'll just put some of the messages on you sent to me.
Put,
Sam, you're so thoughtful. Like, oh, you've done this. Oh, that's so nice of you. Like, very, very.
So if I say that's so nice of you, is that being super sweet? It's just a random message saying, okay, thank you.
It's a random message. So, guys, at least you can see she has already conceded that she does send me very.
First and foremost, guys. I don't know what he talk about with reference to messages, I'm always nice.
You are recanting.
I expect that I should be. Why should I be mean? For him, I think I don't know. I don't know if he needs. I don't know what he needs right now. But whatever it is, he's not getting enough of something. So he's super cranky, guys.
I think that's enough let's stop it right there. What do you mean I'm not getting enough of something?
I don't know what it is.
What is that?
Well, something. I don't know, but it's okay. Yeah. It's enough.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening today, and shout out to all our constant listeners. We see you. I mean, like we especially on Instagram. Like once we make the notification comes up, like we get comments already. We love you guys. We do not take it for granted in any way, guys. We love you guys. We appreciate the love. We see you all, right? And again, keep them coming, and we'll keep delivering as always, guys. We hope you had fun on today's segment. Before I sign out, I'll be giving you my quotes. Over to you, Onye.
Okay, guys, thank you so much. We appreciate you. He has literally, you see, for you to know that he's so used to talking to me, he has literally said everything I say every week. Anyway, but I will say it again. We appreciate you. We're super grateful that you reached out to us. Thank you for the love.
We do not take it for granted.
Yeah, we don't take it for granted at all. So thanks, guys. It's your girl, Oyenda, and I'm signing out.
All right, guys. And today's quote is, remember, in a game of poker, you don't have to be the best hand to win. So, I mean, this is very straightforward. In life sometimes, right, you don't need to have all the chips figured out. Sometimes you just need to go for it, right? You don't need to wait, you know, to have everything set, because sometimes you just never do. There's usually not a perfect moment. So just strike, guys, just strike, okay? So remember, in a game of poker, you don't have to be the best hand to win. On this note, guys, Sam signing out. Team Sam, we love you. Have a wonderful week, guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Classic.
Back then when I was a new youngin', surely you were tryna run on me. I've been going on my own. I've been doing things unknown. It's a day one, you running right back. Say the drama, you running off track. It's a one life, you tell me one life. One time, you tell me one time. Open your eyes, baby. Can you be wise, cause I'm a pride, baby. I'm on the way, I'm on the run, baby. Leave me alone, take it back now. I put you on it. Say you want chance to hold it on me. I feel I hold it back. Turn you right around, take it my way. So tell me what you need from me now. I know what you need to be now. Cause I'm done with it now. No more damages now. Say, tell me what you need from me now. I know what you need to be now. Cause I'm done with it now. No more damages, no, no. No more damages. Back then when I was a baby girl, I was yours and you were my world. Tell me what you wanna do for me now. Take you down and I will hold you to run my race. Cause you're running right there. run my race, could you take it right there? I've been down, I've been running right there. I've been out, could you take it back there? Pull up tonight, I might be risky. Buy me stomach, forget the whiskey. But you still wanna get back with me. You tryna be the one and deal with. Don't got my phone, you're not in my mind. You missed the waiting, not the one chance. I live my life, don't need you with me. Yeah, yeah. So tell me what you need from me now. I don't know what you need to be now. Cause I'm done with it now. Know my damages now. So tell me.